You have another patient, 62 years old, with metastatic disease, but this patient got monotherapy, something, you know, you more typically maybe that you might consider in a community-based setting.
So actually, I just got an email from her. She's doing really fantastic. So she was a patient, and again, speaks to why we should do the germline testing. She was a patient with metastatic pancreatic cancer at presentation, had really no family history at all. And we started her on FOLFIRINOX because she was fairly robust and able to tolerate it. And in the process of taking care of her, we also initiated testing, and she ended up having a BRCA2 gene mutation. We've subsequently done germline mutation. She actually doesn't harbor a germline mutation, only a somatic mutation. So she got 8 cycles of FOLFIRINOX and did well, responded partially to chemotherapy, but of course was getting a little bit beat up by the FOLFIRINOX. And fortunately, my colleague up at UPenn, Kim Rice-Binder, had this rucaparib maintenance trial, and we were able to get her up there. And that was more than a year ago, where she was enrolled in the rucaparib study. She's had essentially a complete response to therapy with really no visible disease, and her quality of life is completely normal, and she continues to do excellent.
So just to clarify, though, she didn't progress on the FOLFIRINOX?
No, and that's really the underlying pinning of the quote-unquote maintenance strategy, where non-progressors on platinum are put on PARP inhibitors if they have a germline or somatic BRCA mutation, and they seem to do really, really well. And in fact, actually, patients who frankly progressed on platinum, they don't respond to PARP inhibitors. There have been a few publications, including Rosh Nashraf's RUKAPANK study, clearly showed that platinum progressors don't respond to PARP inhibitors.
You know, it's really interesting. We got into this in that AACR multi-tumor symposium, how just because of the way the trials were set up, you see a very different paradigm, for example, in breast cancer than ovarian cancer. Ovarian cancer has this platinum response and then PARP maintenance. And breast, they just use PARP monotherapy. And really, I don't know that they even tried that maintenance strategy. A lot of general oncologists like the maintenance strategy. They even do it in breast, even though there's no data. What are your thoughts about these two strategies?
I love the maintenance strategy personally. I think it really, in some ways it helps, in pancreatic cancer, in some ways it helps select out patients who are going to benefit the most, because you allow them to get a little bit of chemotherapy, and if they're doing well, then they're going to have the benefit of time to be on a less intensive therapy like a maintenance PARP inhibitor. Quite frankly, I even tend to back down on FOLFIRINOX to maintenance capecitabine for the non-DDR mutated patients. So just the run-of-the-mill pancreatic cancer patient, if they've gotten 8 cycles of FOLFIRINOX and they're responding, I tend to back off to just 5-FU or oral capecitabine. So the maintenance strategy, I think, is an excellent one and really is the subgroup of patients that's likely to benefit the most.